What's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co. And this is your... Are you ready for it? I got to take a deep breath because the title keeps getting longer. Your coast-to-coast guitar podcast where we talk about all things guitar, pedal, flipping, dadding, stream of consciousness. And we just decided that we're just going to get into the weeds. We don't really care. We're just going to talk and talk and talk and talk. And then at some point end the episode, and these come out sporadically because that's where we're at.
I mean, it works for Glenn Beck, right? So. Cool. Well, we haven't even spoken. We spoke for a few minutes before we started. It's been crazy, dude. Christmas, New Year's, it's just been nonstop. For some people, the holidays slow life down. No, not for me. It's not for me at all. I understand the lead up to it is always insanity, but some people hit that okay, we're at Christmas. It kind of calms down. Nope, not for me. It's awful. That's a word, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
So, no. I mean, it's fine. It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, do you have a nice
Christmas?
Yeah, sure.
Fair enough. Same. Good. Yeah. Next topic. So we did get
some cool stuff, but
that's cool. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. I got some cool stuff too. We did do the budget pedal exchange,
yes,
this year, the Secret Santa, and that was super fun.
And I love that some of those are still rolling out. It's really fun.
yeah. Well, and part of the problem, Doug Crist said it like he nailed it when he opened it. He's the complete and utter I don't remember if he said debacle or breakdown of the USS or the USS, the USPS.
Yep.
Postal Service is, and that's 100%. I mean, I got a package Saturday, and it was marked on the 10th was when they shipped it.
Oh, man.
Just you know what I mean? That's crazy. And I've had numerous people for eBay be hey, where's my item? I'm I don't know. It's sitting in a warehouse in Wichita, Kansas is what it says. So I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
Yeah.
And so it's oh, that sucks. But everybody's been kind of cool. I think everybody at this point understands the post office has been broken. So that's where we're at. And if you don't like it, your stuff is in a warehouse. So what are you going to do about it?
Jeez.
Yeah. My brother-in-law sent me a picture of a warehouse in I don't remember, it was in Queens or something. And it literally was just stacked top to bottom with packages. It was yep, yours is at the bottom is what it said.
And it's because, supposedly everybody was just hanging out at home and shipping all their presents to everybody.
Oh, of course.
This year,
of course. So. Yeah. I mean, think about how many, this guy, I know he's in, they're in the 80s. They've never ordered online their entire life, but they can't go to the stores.
Right.
So they're this is what we want. Help us buy this. And I was okay. You know what I mean? And they bought it online. So, I mean, people who have never shopped online before this year are shopping online. So it's just, and also like you said, we're not going to Aunt Terry's house. So we're just going to mail everything,
you know,
because it's 2 hours away and we're not going to do that. So it's a total change of the way our society is. So it just slowed everything down. They should have known, but that's fine.
It is what it is.
So.
The box that you got for Secret Santa was demolished.
Whoa,
that was
dude,
one of the worst I'd ever seen.
Dude, I was scared to open it, but I was I'm going to do it on camera. So I have evidence and proof, but man, it looked like freaking Van Damme kicked it in. I don't understand it. They're Paul Pennington's shipping another box and just crushed it. I don't know how you do that unless you legitimately just stomp kicked it. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Yeah. But luckily, it was filled with hats for the kids and stuff. So everything was fine. And I tried the pedal out. Dude, if you've never played one, get one.
What was it again?
I got it, the Rusty Fuzz by Behringer.
TC?
Or not Behringer, by TC.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Dude, that's a fun pedal. Just a two-knobber fuzz face, but real, real Velcro-y. It's ripping. I loved it. It's never going away. It's staying for good.
It's a keepsers.
I do. It was on my list of pedals I wanted to, have watched demos of and really wanted.
Yeah.
And for, cheapies. And, yeah, that's a fun pedal.
Yeah. I got...
I'll mail it over to you to try out.
Definitely. I got the Bardic Audio Devices the Advantage Dirty Boost, which so it's a single knob, small enclosure, already
so it
already
hits
a winner
it home right there.
There.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's a Dirty Boost, which, you know, that's right.
It's also
up my
right
alley.
In our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
that's actually your nickname in college was Dirty Boost.
Yeah. It's weird. Did we go to the same college?
Nope. I said it was your nickname in college.
I know, but did we go to the same college? How'd you know?
Oh, I got my thumb on society. I got this down.
Yeah.
It's on your Facebook page. Anyways.
But yeah. So I mine came and it got here in time and was beautifully wrapped. And yeah, it was awesome.
That was fun. I mean, it's cool to see like what people come up with and trying to like, you know, like for instance, like I sent Doug Christ just like the plain boss, like what is it, the OD, not the OD one, the SD one, because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's like a, he's gonna like mod the crap out of it. It's gonna be awesome. You know what I mean? And then I'm gonna be like, I want it now, you know. But like, you know what I mean? It's cool that like people tried to like really like get something somebody would want. So it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it this year.
I bought the pedal before
you,
I even got
you
the
bought it before. Yes, I know you did. You're a crappy person, but
yes,
you
I
participated
am.
And so you get a ribbon for that. So congratulations.
It was a forced into it ribbon. Yes, love it.
It did. It said it like instead of like you participated, it just said we made you do this.
And
cool.
I'm still a winner.
Yep. Wait till next year. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So, but if you haven't got yours, just go to the post office and talk to them. So there you go.
They'll get right on it for you. I'm sure.
I think Doug was like one of the last ones to get one.
Yeah.
And which is crazy. Cause he's like literally 3 hours from me,
yeah,
which is so crazy, dude. It's so crazy. I don't remember the date, but like I think we talked about it on the 12th that you're like, oh, you better get that out. And I ship it like the next day. Like it was crazy. It was nuts. Yeah. So what'd you get for Christmas then?
Well, I got that Bardic Audio Devices. I also got the Bit Crusher by Hotone.
What hot one? Hotone.
Hotone.
Hot one.
Or what's the other pronunciation? Hotone.
Hotone, yeah. I like Hotone the best. That's always been my favorite.
Yeah. The Crush, and that was from my lovely co-host. Thank you very much. Love.
Who's that?
That
would
be
know.
You.
How is it? Is it fun? Was
it's
it cool?
Fun. It's bizarre.
That's good, because that's what I was going for.
Yeah, it's definitely bizarre. It kind of lives, like, I don't know, I've never played with a Bit Crusher really that much before, but it kind of lives in a ring mod type of world, which is cool.
Which
I like
is,
that.
Yeah. Yep. That's the Bit Crush style I like, is when it's like that ring mod-y.
Yeah. And actually yesterday my youngest and I were playing with a couple of those little like push button synth pedals, like the Anti-Kythera
mm-hmm.
from
yeah.
Space and whatnot, with that Bit Crusher, and it is super cool with that stuff.
Like, ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it does some really cool things to those little bleepy bloopy synthy sounds. And then I got the JHS 3 Series Fuzz.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, my wife.
And that, what's
that?
What is that based on? I know they just say like it's a fuzz.
Yeah, they don't really say, but there's a quote or a phrase on the PCB that I don't remember exactly what it says, but it's something along the lines of like a fuzz has many faces. Which makes me think that it might be kind of rooted in the fuzz face like world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's got a lot of variety to its sound, especially with the bias knob on there. Like you can get some wackadoo things. I like it. Everybody knows me. Everybody, it's like I talk about what I like enough that people pick out the right stuff. It's cool. I dig it.
There you go. Very cool.
I also got a weighted blanket, which I have wanted one of those since I found out that they existed and are a thing. And
yeah.
I really dig it. It's super comfortable. My only issue with it is that, you know, I'm married and slow, and so I sleep on one side of the bed, and the weighted blanket doesn't cover the whole bed. It's like a one-person type of thing. And yeah. So it's constantly all night, like falling off the edge of the bed because I'm on the edge of the bed.
Gotcha.
So I got to keep pulling it up. But other than that, I really dig it, man. It's a cool thing.
Yeah, Jaden's had them since he was little because they just kind of really just, you know, he gets that like tightness, you know, that he mm-hmm. wants and craves, you know. And so like he has a couple of them, and like, so I'd lay in bed with him, put him to sleep or whatever. And then I'm like, I got this weighted blade on. I was like, this thing is kind of awesome. And then I'm like, it doesn't cover my feet.
Yeah.
You know, like, cause he, you know, he's a small fry. So there you go, you know, but yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple gear things. So my wife had the kids just pick out a pedal from like TC. They did like a $39 pedal on, I think, Musician's Friend or one of those, you know, one of the online things. I can't remember if it's like Musician's Friend or Guitar Center or whatever.
Yeah.
And she just let them pick. And they're like, that one. And so I got a reverb, which is not what I would have picked at all.
Which one?
It's the Sky one. Sky something.
Yeah. Okay. Like Sky Rider or something.
Sky Rider, I think it might be. I don't remember. But it sounds really good. I was like, this actually like sounds pretty good, you know, and my reverb selection is very minimal right now. I don't know why. Like I had a ton of reverb for a while, and now I'm just like down to, I have like a couple pedals that are like multi like effects as far as like
Sky Surfer.
Like the, oh, that's it. Yeah, Sky Surfer. That's right. What is it? Like, I have the BitQuest, which does reverb. Mm-hmm. I have, like, the reverb that's on...
The Binford.
You know, the Binford. I have... And then I have, like, a reverb that's... what the heck is it? It's one of the Like My Pedals, like,
mm-hmm.
ones where he took the Hall of... What, not the Hall of Fame? No, what is that? The Holy Grail. And then he like doubled it.
Okay.
And so he doubled it. So you got an on off switch for both of them, which is cool. It's the same setting, but then you can like double it, which is kind of cool. Yeah. So it gets really deep, but that's it. I don't really have anything else. Except for a Super Moon, which is like, that's a different breed altogether, you know, that's just like ghostly, eerie sound. So this is like a straightforward reverb, which I really don't have right now. So I was like, all right, kids, you knocked out of the park. You're okay. You did good.
Yeah, they done good.
And then the other thing I have, or I got, is, do you know what Pendleton blankets are?
That's the company that makes the weighted blanket that I got.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. So they make, it's a Native American company. They make like Native American blankets. They've done it for hundreds of years, and they all have like some sort of Native American pattern.
Okay.
And then they have other ones. They do a whole bunch of stuff, but that's like what they're known for. And then every once in a while you'll see like somebody will turn their blanket into a jacket, you know, for like Fashion Week or something. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it, and but they my wife found a guitar strap from them.
Oh, cool.
Which is pretty sick. And I was like, okay, this is pretty awesome. So instead of getting like the douchey thing, like the wallet from the car that almost killed me, she got me, you know, something that's part of my heritage, but is also a guitar strap. So pretty cool. I was into it. So,
dude, that, still, the wallet made out of the car that almost killed you is still so good.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. It was actually a belt. Now that I think about it, it was a belt that it, like, she gave me both, you know.
Yeah,
the belt, the wallet's from a Jeep, which is cool, but the belt was from a car that almost killed me, which is super awesome. So good for her.
Yeah, I gotta meet her someday.
Oh yeah, she's something.
Shake her hand or touch elbows or whatever it is we'll be allowed
to do. We're allowed to do after this.
So I have this wild hair again, and it really irks me that this happens every now and
then. It's an SG, isn't it? It's an
SG. No. We know that. I've that's going to happen eventually. Like, I'm going to get one.
That wild hair is just hanging in there.
But I feel like I should try a compressor again. And
okay.
I know I shouldn't. I know it's a bad idea. I know that even if I buy a nice one, I'm going to be throwing my money away because I never like them. So somebody talk me out of it. or
no, I'm gonna talk you into it, and this is how you're gonna do it. Okay.
Okay.
Just go get a used MXR Dynacomp. If you don't like it, then you're not gonna like compression. Like, it's chimey. It sounds good. You can tell a difference. It does its job as far as compression. If you don't like it after that, then you're not going to like the $300 one. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's kind of plain and simple. Like, either you like it or don't, you know? So try your budget one. And if you don't like it, move on.
Are you sure? I mean, this happens like once a year, man.
I love having a compressor, but do I run my compressor like, it's not like the attack isn't crazy. So it's not like this huge difference between, you know, this huge difference between strum and picking. It's a little bit more on picking, you know, like single notes. So my leads come out a little bit louder, you know, but it's nothing crazy. But like, it adds this like gentle chiminess that really brings out my sound. So mine's an always on. And that's
so how much should I be paying for this?
I would try out the $50 Dynacomp. I think it sounds great.
Where can I get one for $50?
eBay?
Nope.
Reverb? Nope. Me?
You. You got one for $50?
I have one. I don't know if it's $50.
Oh, dude, just loan it to me. I'll just borrow it.
Yeah, just borrow it. Yeah. That's honestly, I don't care. It's just sitting on my baseboard, so it's not like I'm using it right now. So
yeah, no, you're not playing bass?
You know what? I just am not playing bass like in a live setting. So I just put it on I'll just put it on like my regular board. I'll just run through my regular board. So if I'm playing more in a live setting, I have things kind of just set for bass. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just like messing around, I'm just tweaking in like my room, then whatever, who cares, you know?
Yeah. All right. So, well, I mean, follow-up question to that, you're suggesting I go with MXR. Now, do you...
No, I just think it's inexpensive, and I think it does a great job. Okay. That's all.
Yeah, but does the CEO of MXR support all the same political and religious beliefs that I do? Because that's the only reason I would buy it. And if they don't, then I'm not going to buy it. And
absolutely,
much trash about them online.
Yes, 100%. I think they do. So I support that 100%. Every single member that they hire has the same political views
as
every employee
as me,
as you,
as their potential customer. Okay, good.
So they basically, when they bring somebody in, they say, "Oh, come on, have a seat, Dan." Dan, is it? Yes, it's Dan. You went to the University of Utah. That's cool. What are your political views?
Is that the Raptors?
Similar? Or the same as Coach Snyder's? Well, they're kind of similar. Oh, we'll get back to you.
I'm super concerned. So.
Yeah. So
makes
I
a
think
big difference
I mean,
in the gear I play.
Absolutely. You know what? That's what you're missing in a compressor. That's the problem. You literally have been buying ones from companies that do not have the same political views as you.
Yeah.
You know what? You heard it first.
We figured it out.
Yep. Yep. Tone is not in your fingers, folks. Tone is in your belief system. And having a company that has the same as you.
Yeah, it's in your worldview.
Oh, gosh. That's good stuff. I like that. Yeah. That's crazy.
So I want to talk about a piece of gear I own, but you wanted to say something first.
Oh, yeah. So this is Coach Snyder with Back to the Basics.
Ooh, okay.
But I mean basics because it's probably a bass item.
Damn it.
I know, but I like that it's like, I like that you didn't catch on to it. And I was waiting for you to be like, oh, that's good. Oh, but we're going with it. So back to the basics. Let's go.
All right. Well, it is a bass item.
I knew it.
You caught me on that one. It's my trusty Ampeg Micro VR. And, you know, I wanted to talk about this because it's not always about size. And this thing, it packs a punch for being such a small unit. Pause for laughter.
I I wanted to say that's what she said, but I recently just joined a group on Facebook that said that's what she said group.
Oh,
and
really?
I felt like, yeah, oh yeah. And you had to like answer like another quote from The Office to get in. And I feel responsible. So I didn't want to just throw one out there that felt like it wasn't a home run, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely a softball.
Yeah, So I was like, I don't know. So, okay. Right, tell us all about it. Cause
I
was
I
thinking in
it.
My brain,
yeah,
it was like, I was thinking it was like one of the floor, like multi, like not synth, but like DI box type things in my brain.
Oh.
When you said it, I had to look it up. Cause I was like, what is that? I don't remember it, you know? So, but now I'm on the same page of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So
I want to talk about it because I do love it. And also because there is a new limited red edition that's out there right now with red Tolex that looks freaking rad. And I'm tempted to buy it even though I already have one. But it's a solid state Ampeg bass amp that comes with a computer just crashed out on me, so that was cool. Back on though.
Oh,
that's gonna make editing fun.
You want to know what too?
Mine
literally did the same thing.
Okay, you want to restart yours too? This is gonna be fun tomorrow.
Oh, I don't even know how far it was. It just said system overload, so I don't even know where we're at.
Okay, well, hold on. We can just roll with my audio again. I don't, you know.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm not even going to be able to tell without unplugging the mic and then getting all that stuff. So
That's,
I don't know.
Crazy we both crashed out.
Yeah, and I haven't had that problem forever.
Yeah.
I haven't had that problem since I bought this computer.
It's been literally like a month and a half.
Yeah, like 3 weeks even. Yeah. So, well, at least you have the phone backup, so that's something.
Yeah. So the Micro VR, I really dig it. And I got it. So it's a 200 watt solid state Ampeg that's styled like a SVT classic, but just smaller.
It's cool looking. I like it.
Did you look up the red one too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just screenshotted it so we could put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah. So it serves a lot of purposes for me. I got it during my Danny Marie Band days because we were gigging significantly, and I always took on the burden to haul gear for the band. Even back in the punk rock days, I would be the guy that hauled all the gear for some reason. But I got tired of taking the big bass rig, especially when most of the stages we were playing could barely fit a drum set. So I got this.
Yeah.
It has a DI out option on it, which is cool. It's a very hot DI signal, I have noticed, because I used it as the head as a DI for recording still. But it's a very hot signal. And it's
hot.
Yeah, hot. It's pre-master volume. So
okay, cool.
So you can't really temper it. Like if you're trying to get that like kind of overdriven gainy Ampeg sound, like you can't temper it. on the DI side of it.
Gotcha.
But, you know, this thing kicks around, and I've taken it to 3 different recording studios and recorded bass with it, and the engineers in-house have chose its sound over their vintage, like, Ampeg flip-tops, which is kind of cool that they would pick, you know, this modern solid-state thing over the vintage tube sound that everybody wants. And I don't know why, what they heard in it, but I mean, I like it. And I also really dig it for guitar. I mean, before the Benson came into my life, I was using the Ampeg for guitar all the time. Like, I don't know why, but I really like it for both. And, you know, I still use it sometimes as, you know, one half of a stereo rig, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't got a whole lot to say about it. It's just, it's a killer little amp, man. And you can pick up the head like nothing. Like, it's a paperweight. Like, my bass weighs more than the head. So.
Yep.
But, yeah. That is Back to the Basics with Co.
With Co. Well, I am jealous. That's like, I've been thinking like, okay, I've got this bass set up. I need to finish it, this bass, because I have like everything I need for the PT-40. So I need to like get it together and do it, you know? And I'm like, I don't even have a bass amp. So I was like,
what you should get.
I do. Yeah. Now I'm like, I hate you.
It's worth it. I mean, I know totally. The whole kit and caboodle, you know, is like what, $600 or $700 these days for it new.
I mean, I'm just gonna steal it anyways.
Oh yeah.
So
totally.
It's fine. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that seems like something that would be in my wheelhouse as far as like, okay, you know.
I need
a bass amp, you know.
There was a version of it that when it first came out, I think it was like the Micro CR or CT or something like that. Which was half of the power, so I think it was like only 100 watt.
Ooh,
It was like 110 instead of 210.
Gotcha. Now, what? My question is, can you get it to like bedroom volume? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Because it's solid state, so you can get it like sounding good at bedroom volume. Yeah, cool.
And it has a headphone out.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
No, okay. Well,
I mean, I do. I care immensely, but same. Yeah. I don't care about that. Yeah. I'm just trying to be cool.
Oh, okay. It even has an audio in, so you can plug with an aux cord into it.
You can plug in and listen to your Jimi Hendrix and play and, you know, pretend you're the rhythm section.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
You may not remember, but we used that to play music at the first pancake breakfast for the whole room.
Is that the one where we tried to burn it down?
Yes, that's when we tried to burn the building down.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
You still got that smoke rattling around up in your nose, too, from what I remember.
100%. No, that was a difference. Yeah, no, you're right. So funny. Oh, that's funny, man. Cool. Oh, I like Back to the Basics, and I like it's only when you do it.
Does that mean I got to stick to bass stuff every time, or?
No, okay. Yes.
Yes.
If you're going to do Back to the Basics, yes, absolutely. You have to do bass. Otherwise, it could just be, I don't know, regular stuff.
Fair enough. Well, cool. For me, like, nothing, there is no hard line on something being designated only for bass or only
totally.
For guitar anyway. So
we're both like that. I mean, I like one of my favorite pedals is I can't think of it. It's I can't think of the name of it. It's Electro Faustus. They make
the guitar Demerung, right?
No,
the Disruptor.
The Disruptor, yeah.
Yeah.
And that thing is killer on guitar. So it's like, yeah, I don't think it really matters what, you know what I mean? Like there's things I like on bass that are for guitar, things on bass or things on guitar that I like on bass. You know what I mean? It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I run almost every pedal through bass just to try it out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So yeah. So it can just always be called Back to the Basics. It's fine.
Okay, good.
Cool. Well, this is fun. We should do this again.
Yeah. 2 weeks. Sound good?
Yeah. I mean, right. Hey, where's the holidays? Leave me alone. I work too hard to listen to your crap.
Hey, man.
You're sitting at home with freaking COVID doing nothing.
I've been trying to get us on a 2 week arrangement for like a year.
Since the beginning of time. I'll do every 2 weeks. It's crazy.
You notice how I only call you every other week now?
I know. And then I have to hunt you down the other week. I know how it is. I say, well, we're going to record an episode. You're like, do we have to? And then another week rolls around. You're like, where are you? I'm like, do we have to? It's good. Well, guys, this is what you're paying for. So thanks everybody who is a patronizer. honestly, we do appreciate it. It allows us to do some things, not outside apparently, but it has kept this thing afloat. So I appreciate it.
And hey, yeah, our yearly hangout is not happening apparently, because it would be in like 2 weeks.
Dude, I was just thinking, I almost posted in 60 Cycle Hum, like, who's going to NAMM, just to be like funny. But then like, I didn't know. I was like, I'm good. I didn't want to have the backlash. I just left it alone.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know if it'll happen again.
I don't know. I got an email from NAMM today about the celebrities that are going to be there. And I'm like, what? And I just deleted it. Didn't even read it. So like, they're doing something, but I don't know what it is. And I don't really care.
The thing is, like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, so this whole thing is going to change the way we do stuff as far as, like, how many people are at stuff. And, you know, sure, maybe eventually it'll just be like, okay, whatever, we're back to normal. But I can see it, like, legitimately being like, okay, well, you know, like online shopping, right? Everybody shopped online. So next year, they're not going back to, like, okay, maybe some people will go back to the stores, but some people are going to be like, no, shopping online was awesome. I didn't have to fight the crowds, and they had the prices I wanted. It showed up at my door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally fine. But NAMM is, let's face it, it's an archaic design, you know, far as everybody looks to Instagram to see what's hot. So like, it doesn't, you know, builders don't really need that. You know, big corporations do, because they're meeting up with the companies from China or whoever, you know what I mean? But like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I could see it being like, okay, we only want investors, and we only want, you know, these certain brands. We don't need all these boutique brands anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Along those same notes, cause you're just spurring it on in my brain. I know you already said all the goodbyes and everything, but
whatever. I don't care. This is bonus material. This is what you guys are actually paying for.
I went to Guitar Center over the weekend.
Oh yeah. How was that? Was there like three items in there?
Yeah. Dude, like, okay. So they've been like, oh, Guitar Center is going bankrupt for like the last 30 years.
10 years. Yeah. Forever. Yeah.
And nothing has changed. In fact, they've remodeled and been bigger and better than ever. Not this weekend.
No.
Dude, like the shelves, there was more empty space in that store than I have ever seen. It was kind of weird, and not awesome.
Well, here's part of the thing too, is like, okay, so a lot of stores are empty. Like I went to Walmart today. Well, yeah, but I mean, like, as far as like things, you know, like Christmas present type stores, you know what I mean? Like, I went to Walmart today cause I had to get a birthday present for someone. And so like, I was in the toy aisle and I'm like, I don't know what the heck to get. And there's nothing there. There's literally nothing there. So it's like, okay, well, I guess I'll order online, you know, but like, you know, Guitar Center isn't going to be purchasing, is going to be restocking. Even if they're staying open, they're not going to like go nuts on restocks.
Right.
So it's like, they're going to be super empty more than any other store I could imagine.
Yeah. It was just a little weird. And it's still frustrating too, because I would really like to get my hands on one of those Squire Starcasters, the modern one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would like to put my hands on it to see if it's even worth buying for, like, to do weird crap to. But nobody has one. They're nowhere. Nowhere to be found in person.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It's like, with buying new and buying online, you really just can't touch that stuff anymore. Yeah. You almost have to be like, buy it at Amazon and be like, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And just return it.
Yeah. It's hard. And I hate returning things. Even Amazon, Amazon makes it pretty easy. You know?
Super easy. And I'm still the same way. Yeah.
I still hate it. And Kim buys stuff all the time that I got to return on Amazon. So
yeah. And it's not like finding the box or like putting it back in the pack. It's just literally like, go online, print the label. Like, mm-hmm. It is annoying. It's annoying, you know?
Man, listen to us whine.
We're the most first world people there ever were. Like, we are just like, oh my gosh, you got to print a label. What a bunch of, don't listen to us. Find another show. There's got to be one about, like, I don't know, the somebody who supports the same political and religious views that you do. So go check those out.
Yeah, please.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
All right. Catch you on the flip side.